The Communist Party has come forward with a surprise new name. The party leadership announced on Tuesday evening that independent MEP Jana Bobošíková has what it takes to be the next Czech president. Jan Richter looks at the new presidential candidate's prospects and the overall impact of her nomination in this tight presidential race.
It seems the communists have had enough of being taken for granted in the run for Czech presidency. In a surprising move on Tuesday, they nominated a member of the European Parliament, Jana Bobošíková, as their candidate for the upcoming second presidential vote. Given the current situation in the Czech Parliament, split between the supporters of the incumbent Václav Klaus and the challenger Jan Švejnar, Ms. Bobošíková sees her chances of becoming the first female Czech president with realism.
I believe that my chances are not too high at the moment, but it's Wednesday afternoon now and I don't know what might happen before Friday's vote. Every presidential candidate under the Czech constitutional system is at the mercy of the electors, so I'm in a situation where others decide about me.
The Communist Party is realistic about Jana Bobošíková's presidential prospects too. With the two sides in the presidential election standing firm behind their respective candidates, the ruling Civic Democrats backing Mr. Klaus and the Greens and the Social Democrats supporting Mr. Švejnar, the chances of any other candidate, especially one nominated by the Communists, are indeed very low. Under the circumstances, the nomination might be a deliberate move to put the supporters of Jan Švejnar under pressure to negotiate conditions for Communist support. Josef Skála is an advisor to the Communist Party's Central Committee.
We said many times that we would be pleased to be a part of some sort of an alliance of change in the Prague Castle. That's A. B, we never said that Mr. Švejnar is absolutely rejected or absolutely excluded. We said he's not an ideal candidate, and we said that the procedure the others came to such a candidate was very peculiar. Another candidate was put on the table in front of our nose, and we were said, take it or leave it.
Ms. Bobošíková's nomination by the Communists was also criticized by the opposition Social Democrats. With the Communist votes going to Ms. Bobošíková in Friday's first round of voting, Václav Klaus might be the only candidate to advance into the second round. That would put him very close to re-election. Jan Hamáček is a Social Democrat MP.
It is in a way a surprise because the Communist Party was criticizing Mr. Švejnar for his political views and standpoints, and then they decided to nominate Madame Bobošíková, who is even further away from, say, their, I mean, communist view of the world. So I think it's an attempt to, in a way, stir things up. But I think that the consequence of it will be that the communists will open up the space for President Klaus so that he will be re-elected.
Social Democrat MP Jan Hamáček ending that report by Jan Richter.